I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. They're visiting the Astros. Jack Leiter on the Hill. Should be a great night of listening to the Rangers right here on The Fan. It's time now, though, for a proper round tripper. More on this matchup and the day of baseball news. Here's Wolchek.
All right, let's do it right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
Sad news. Rangers announced today the following update regarding Josh Smith. After feeling ill this week, Rangers infielder Josh Smith, excuse me one second.
This is unbelievable, man. I think I'm starting to get worried you might be coming down with a little.
I've been fighting like this cough deal the entire, I mean, this just happens with the kids in the preschool. I'm always going to be sick. It's fine. We're all good. After feeling ill this week, Rangers infielder Josh Smith visited doctors yesterday. Smith has been diagnosed with viral meningitis and is currently receiving treatment at DFW Area Hospital. Smith will remain at the hospital until he returns to full health, which is expected to take up to 7 to 10 days. The club will then determine an appropriate return to play program for Smitty once he is able to resume physical activity. Chris Young saying our only concern right now is Josh's health. Josh is receiving tremendous care from outstanding health professionals and has a very good prognosis. This is obviously an unexpected illness, but we hope to see him return to full health and rejoin the club very, very soon. So send all your thoughts, prayers, of course, hopefully speedy recovery for Josh Smith, because the meningitis, man, whew, sounds like no joke.
Yeah, that's a horrible one.
Sounds awful.
I didn't know much about it at all, but
when you first said that word, my thought was, is that potentially fatal?
It can be.
Okay.
Yes, but he's got the viral meningitis.
Okay.
Which is not.
Nice.
But if you just have, I think there's two different kinds. The other kind is the fatal kind. The one that he has is not. That should be a 7 to 10 day recovery.
Badass.
So, dodged a bullet there. Now, Corey Seager out of the lineup. He is getting a rest day today. Peterson will be leading off again in DHing. Ezekiel Duran slides into the two hole. He will be playing shortstop tonight. Brandon Nimmo in right field, Josh Young in third, Evan Carter in center field, Berger at first, Osuna at left field, Higashioka will be catching for Jack Leiter, and Justin Foscue will be playing second base. How about Jake Berger, matched a career high with 4 RBIs on Wednesday, hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 5th, and then the game-tying RBI single in the 9th. The only other Ranger with multiple go-ahead or game-tying hits in the 5th or later for Texas since the start of 225, you might ask. It's also Jake Berger. Did so last year in May against New York Yankees. He has the last two. In the last two games, he's got 5 for 7, homer, 6 RBIs, a walk, a run. Leads the Rangers this year in homers. He's actually technically tied with Corey Seager, but he does lead in RBI. So continue the success. Go ahead. You got the Crawford boxes. You got that little soft lower porch. Let's go ahead and just spank around the Astros this weekend, boys.
Man, it's hard to imagine, this Rangers offense getting right with Langford out and Seager sitting down tonight.
Just what the doctor ordered.
If Berger is in his zone, he is a one-man wrecking crew.
He can be.
So I'll just keep my fingers crossed that we're in for another, Berger stretch,
because
he can carry a team. He's that good.
Looking to win the first silver boot in a long time. And the Rangers really...
How long, Wolchek?
You want to know how long? It's been since 2016.
16.
Yep, 16, wow. The last time they won the silver boot. They went 2-4 in Houston a year ago, but they're going to face the Astros now. 7 of their next 13 games are going to be Houston and Texas. And, 8 of the last 9 years, Astros have taken home the silver boot. Not this year. Not tonight. All right, would you guys eat this?
Yes. I think I've seen this.
Probably not.
You would eat this? Because this to me, I honestly, I know you, so not surprising, I suppose.
It's the Chipotle Ranch that's setting it off for me.
Okay, that's fair. For Hot Dog Day at Nationals Park, they're doing hot dog fries. They're shoestring-cut, crispy fried hot dogs. But you do dip them in Chipotle Ranch. They just look strange to me.
That sounds killer. It's like hot dog beef jerky is kind of what it's coming across like to me, dude.
It just doesn't look super appetizing. I mean, I guess you could maybe spin it like, do they look like sweet potato fries a little bit?
Yeah, they do look a little bit sweet potato fries. Yeah, you see that?
I like that because I'll tell you what. This is the same principle as the grilled dog. You get those char marks.
Okay.
It's the same principle as your fried bologna that you might do in a frying pan.
Okay.
Okay, right. But what you're acknowledging about the bologna or the hot dog is the farther you get away from charred flavor, the worse it's getting, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to increase the surface area of this hot dog material by making it a lot thinner. And just, you know, crisping it up all around. I love it. I'd probably pair that with some actual fries.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a baseball helmet of that filled with those thin, like, spaghetti hot dog things and actual fries?
Be really good. And I do like it because it seems like it's in a souvenir helmet.
Yeah.
Right? So this is a win for me. I think it's unique. It's a nice take on it, like revolutionizing the sport of hot dogs at the ballpark. This is fine, and it's easy to consume.
It is,
you know,
easy
a lot of
consume.
These are so extravagant. You're like, dang, how do I even?
This now off? You can eat a hot dog without somebody secretly recording you and putting you on the internet.
There you go.
I see the glizzy cuz.
Wow.
Speaking of that, let's go to cockfighting.
Wow.
Oh, this is an unbelievable story.
Yeah,
very
this
interesting
is
segue. The quotes
crazy.
On this are insane.
Was it interesting? Well, Dodger star Edwin Diaz has been implicated in illegal cockfighting. This is a cockfighting ring in his native Puerto Rico. Now, Eric, you've seen this story, correct?
I've seen it all.
Yeah. Do you want to pick and choose?
Cockfighting ring?
Yeah, he's got a cockfighting ring in Puerto Rico that's been going down. Do you want to go through some of your highlighted quotes from said article regarding the cockfights?
Yeah, so this was basically, this popped out from Facebook, right? That's how this got all taken to the internet, is like there was photos from Facebook, and you can see Edwin Diaz in a Dodgers uniform. Like, he's there. And so they were, like, advertising these cockfights.
Dang.
And so
it's pretty incredible. Like, the headline, "The Puerto Rico Cockfighting Club invites all enthusiasts to a special match in grand tribute to one of our island's greatest sources of pride, a tribute to the Puerto Rican star and cockfighter, Edwin Sugar Diaz."
Yeah.
So he's a legend over there in this game?
Yes, so.
And he's like, he's got quotes in it and everything because it is legal there.
Yeah.
So he's like, I guess, feeling like this is no problem. He says, "It's a pastime I've followed since I was a child. It's legal in Puerto Rico, thank God. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here." Hmm. So, like, he's a huge fan of this. This is a part of his sort of DNA here. But they love it. And they do have a bunch of quotes. I mean, they have, like, a whole write-up on all the different fighters. I guess the cock owners that are fighting these individuals.
Very proud of their
urge. Yeah, they are. But the quotes are...
I was a little concerned for a second there, Mr. Dawson.
It's Friday. We're having fun, right?
Yeah, you know, they're proud of those things.
These
huh?
are direct quotes, so I can read this, right?
Sure.
I'm allowed to read a direct quote.
Yeah.
So
it's sporting.
Quoted.
Diaz was quoted as saying, "My cock went down dead and got up to fight, doing what my cocks know how to do, finish fights. He did what I do when I come into pitch in the ninth to close out a game." So his ended up coming back and winning in a way that nobody was really anticipating other than him.
It's an impressive
cock. He pegged a guy too.
And like, it's crazy. Like, they talk about the wounds and stuff that some of these individuals will have, because they'll put, like, razor blades.
Yes,
you know, they're
on their feet so they can shank better.
Really get some damage going.
There's
here.
A lot of
fights can take
this.
A long time if you don't have the razor blades. You know,
you need an early finish.
Yeah, I don't
scratching
really,
at each
I don't,
other for.
I wasn't sure how long these fights typically go.
Oh, you like, haven't seen this, a good cockfight then?
No, I've never actually seen one.
What?
No,
not you.
Maybe on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you can pull up the old search history on that, but I was blown away at this. Like, he's just talking about it like it's super normal, and it's not, like, I don't know if there's going to be any repercussions for this because of, I guess, where he's doing it. Like, would the MLB step in and say, even though you're doing it in a place where it is legal, we don't want our players openly talking about this and participating in this?
If the fans made it a huge deal, like, we can't imagine, we're going to boycott Edwin Diaz games, maybe MLB could decide to do something. But I just don't think people are going to care enough. No. Like, PETA's
going
to care.
PETA's
going after George Kittle for killing a spider.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think the dog thing in a dog culture, you know, I guess America was moving beyond its dog fighting past. Been pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the dog fighting.
Dallas used to be a big hub for dog fighting back in the day. Pit bulls right here, downtown Dallas. Yeah. Used to be the high society thing to do.
The high society thing. Yeah. I was in Hawaii in like 2010. This is post Michael Vick. Guys were inviting me. You want to come watch the dogs fight tonight?
No, we don't.
They were handing out like little flyers with it.
Oh, wow.
I don't think like, I could watch.
I couldn't.
I wouldn't want to. No, I couldn't. No, I wouldn't want to watch dogs fight to the death.
She's had enough. Yeah. God. Stop it.
But yeah, I just don't think people are going to care about chickens that much. I mean, how many chickens do we murder a day for our nuggets?
They get eaten.
Strips.
Yeah, the 972 said the average cockfight doesn't last more than 2 minutes. But okay. I think that I mean, Google said several minutes to 30. I mean, the long ones go up to 30.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're looking at there.
Is the 972 being funny?
Probably. Right. I probably shouldn't have read that. We can clean that one up in post.
Okay. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you so much.
Proper round tripper in the books here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And when we return, we'll give you some keys to Rangers victory and tie a bow around this show here on the...
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Fan. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel's go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Keys to Rangers victory. Pre-game's coming up here, bottom of the hour. You got to make Spencer Arrighetti work. His ERA microscopic. He's effectively as good as Paul Skeens has been early in this season. Stuff legit. The deal with him, he's got some Mackenzie Gore to him. And right now he's been dialed, but historically his command has been spotty. So you can't help him. You can't chase. You can't be looking at breaking balls in the dirt. Gotta, you know, force him to put you on. And he will do that. I think, you know, high pitch innings is one big key here for the Rangers. It's been a key for them for a while. But then Jack Leiter, you know, can he take another step towards trying to build a second consecutive great season? Biggest enemy for him has been the blow-up inning. You know, walk, hard contact, that combination of things. And then things can really snowball for Jack as I'm waiting for him to cross that final boss. When he debuted, it was clear he had a lot of anxiety going on. And I believe he's going to, you know, say goodbye that forever here pretty quickly. But still, he's still on the path. All righty. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went 4.5 flawless for Woolchuck and Schiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. Tomorrow, the show is going to be, Monday, the show is going to be epic. Of course, we'll have Chris Young. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a Silver Boot Series victory against the Astros of Houston. Next week, they're going to be in Colorado to take on the Rockies and then Anaheim to take on the Angels. So we'll have CY at 420. We will have Vach Lombardi Monday at 340 in Krusty's Corner, okay? I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball is next year on 105 through The Fan.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.